Hi there, this is Scarlett from thescarletmistress.com, and today I'm going to read you my most recent blog post called Stephen's Dream Session with Scarlett. Now this is part one of five. Let me give you a little bit of background. You see, I have a potential submissive. His name is Stephen, and I recently gave him an assignment to send me a dream scenario, and well, this is it. I've broken it down into five parts for your enjoyment. You can listen or read. And remember, this is from his point of view. It's 9 a.m. and I'm sitting at my office starting my day when my cell rings. It's Scarlett, and my body twinges with anticipation of hearing her voice. She sweetly says, "Good morning, slut. I have a task for you today. And if you are able to follow directions, you might actually have an opportunity for the first time to please me tonight. Do you understand, slut?" I mumble nervously so no one else in my office can hear my voice. "Yes, Scarlett." I'm commanded to get up and go to the bathroom, get my cock hard, which by this time, with Scarlett's voice ringing in my ear, my cock is already straining against my pants. I'm to jerk off for 5 minutes, then take a picture and text it as proof, and then tuck my hard cock away and go about my work. I'm also instructed to repeat this process every hour on the hour. Take a pic and send as proof, and obviously, absolutely no coming. Scarlett's instructions are the gift I've been patiently waiting for. If all tasks are completed successfully, at 4, I will be given Scarlett's address and told to be at the doorstep promptly at 5. It's 4:58, and traffic has been horrible, and I know that my tardiness will not easily be forgiven. Finally, at 5:12, I pull up and run to the door. My heart is beating through my chest, and every part of my body is nervous. I want to please Scarlett so bad, and I'm upset with myself already. I knock, and the door opens. Scarlett's voice is so beautiful, sweet, and inviting. "Hello, slut. Welcome to my home." And her voice grows sweeter and kinder with every sentence. "You're late, slut. That's highly disappointing for your first impression. Now strip naked and get on your knees." I quickly close the door, strip and kneel, and all I can do is stare at Scarlett in her heels, flowery skirt and summer top. She turns around, lifts her skirt, and pulls my head between her ass cheeks. "Now greet your miss properly and adore my ass." I'm in heaven. I breathe in her sweetness, and all I want to do is taste, lick, and please miss, but her lovely panties are in my way from what I really want. She laughs and pulls away. She puts a collar and a leash around my neck, turns around with the leash over her shoulder, and leads me into the rest of her home. That's it for today. That was part one. Stay tuned for part number two. I'll definitely be recording it for your listening pleasure. Make sure to go to my blog, thescarletmistress.com, and click on that subscribe button so you'll get those awesome emails letting you know when I've posted something new. Don't you wish you were Stephen?